7102.
7102, that's your request and talk. How can I help?
Well, you're breaking up. Yeah, the incident I had with the man at 7:10 p.m. at 82nd and Prescott.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Go ahead.
His bike is still there. I thought that the road soup was going to take his bike. It's just laying there on the ground.
All right, copy that. I'll see if maybe a supervisor can, because a truck can come get it. The fire department told our supervisor that they would take care of it.
Okay. Yeah, probably long.
Yeah, are you going to drive back by there?
Well, that was my thought. I mean, I'm deadheading now. I just pulled into Park Rose, but I'm going to deadhead back. I could go back a different way and put it on the bus.
Yeah, if you want to do that, that might be great. I don't know for sure if a supervisor has a truck that can pick it up. So if you want to just go grab it, you know, take whatever way back to the garage you can, that would be fine.
Okay, how should we tag it? Is there a certain way to tag that because we have a person involved?
No, I just treat it like a lost and found, just, you know, the same way you just put your block that you found it on, and wouldn't be much different than if you left it on your bus.
What about the fire department? I mean, would they try to get that back to him, or?
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I mean, it'll be with us, so I think it'll be safer than just laying out there on the road. And hopefully he'll know he was on the bus, but I would think the fire department would have already taken it.
Okay, copy. So you want me to go ahead and pick it up? Take it back?
Yeah, I think that would be nice to do. We still have a chance to get it back.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You have a great night, okay?
Thanks, you as well.
At 2120.